Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sunday morning at 8:30, and it's time for You Better You Bet on the Fan, presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook, with your hosts, Mark Melusis and Nick Costas.
Yes, a good Sunday morning to one and all. Week 2 of the NFL is upon us. One game already in the books, with the Browns victorious over the Bengals on Thursday night. Welcome to You Better You Bet on the Fan, presented by Sugar House Online Sportsbook. I'm the Moose, Mark Melusis, joined here by my good buddy, Radio.com, You Better You Bet, Nick Costos. What's going on, Nick? How are you, buddy? Good morning.
Mark, it's awesome, man. I feel like it's Christmas morning every time we get an NFL Sunday. Awesome to be here. Excited to preview today's NFL action with you, make some bets, and of course, win some money. We did that last week. We won some money last week, week number one in the NFL, and we're going to try and do the same thing today. And as a reminder to our listeners, if you're in New Jersey, visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets alongside us. You got to be 21 or older, playable in Jersey only. If you've got a gambling problem, that's obviously bad. We want you to call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And Nick, I think what we learned here from week one, number one, I know they bounced back Thursday night. You can't trust the Browns against the Baltimore Ravens as they got absolutely slaughtered. The other thing, penalties were down across the National Football League. You know, no preseason games, we understand that. And they allowed guys to play a little bit over the weekend last Sunday and over the week one period in the National Football League. And I think that's really going to be kind of a testament to the NFL. Obviously, the NFL loves offense. It's something that flags and penalties are something we become accustomed to in the National Football League. But I think you saw the referees and the officiating on the field a week ago. They let teams get away with some things that normally you don't see.
Yeah, and Mark, I don't think we're going to see that today to the degree that we saw it last week. And I was sitting there watching Chiefs-Texans last Thursday night thinking, like, there are not a lot of penalties here. Referees are largely staying out of it. But NFL officiating did say, like some obvious calls were missed last week. So I hope we don't see it to the degree that we've seen it in past years when, like, no one pays to see the officials. No one bets on games hoping that the officials are going to swing the outcome, even though that happens quite a bit, obviously. And you and I know that from many
years
here betting on the National Football League.
Good and bad, Nick.
I would say mostly bad, but some good as well. So I think we'll see more penalties this week, but hopefully no one pays to see the ref show. No one gambles hoping to gamble on the ref show. Hopefully we don't get that today and moving forward.
All right, let's start in New York, the Giants and the Jets game. Let's start first and foremost. Let's head out to Chicago. Mitch Trubisky and the Bears, they had themselves a fourth quarter last week, you know, taking advantage of what was an injury-plagued Detroit secondary, scoring 21 points in the fourth quarter to pull victory from the jaws of defeat. Now they're home. They're taking on a Giant team that, even in a loss against old man Ben Roethlisberger, it took them about a half to knock off the rust. You know, the Giants, I thought, played particularly well, where you get a good vision of exactly Joe Judge, what he's doing as head coach, what Jason Garrett's offense is going to look like. They're 5.5-point dogs this afternoon going on the road in Chicago, and this is a game that I kind of like. I kind of like the Giants this afternoon. I like the 5.5 points. I think there's going to be an opportunity. I don't like Mitchell Trubisky at all. Neither do the Bears, by the way. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So, I mean, the very fact is he is the starter. I don't trust him. I think Jones plays well. I think this is a game the Giants can win in Chicago.
I agree. I think the Giants can win this game, and if I had to bet this game, Mark, I would take the points with the New York Football Giants, but I would hope to get six. Six is a key number here. Sitting at 5.5 half right now. If I can get six, I feel a lot more excited about the New York Football Giants in this game. But a couple things are concerning, right? Khalil Mack is questionable, but expected to play. Robert Quinn, the Bears' big offseason acquisition along that defensive line, also going to suit up today after he missed that game last week against the Detroit Lions. And we know this Giants offensive line, a work in progress, going to get better, hopefully, as the season goes along for Giants fans and the team. But, man, I don't know about Mack and Quinn going up against this OL today. So I'm worried a little bit about Daniel Jones. So I don't have a strong feeling on this game. I would take the points as well with the New York Football Giants. A prop play that I like, though. So I'm not interested really in spread or total. I love Allen Robinson in this game. Okay. And this is going to be a squeaky wheel game for me where Allen Robinson complaining about the contract. The Bears just paid Tariq Cohen overnight. You know, they're running back and special teams player. And I think A-Rob's going to come out and I think he's going to put on a performance today. His over-under receiving yards total is 65.5 over at Play Sugar House. I think he goes way over that here. Mitch Trubisky's going to force him the ball. So I give me the Allen Robinson player prop overs, like him in daily fantasy, like him in season-long fantasy as well. And if anyone's interested in betting the Bears, I would say this. Great comeback last week, down 23-6. Trubisky, the 3 fourth quarter touchdown passes. But that was against the Lions secondary, literally down its top three cornerbacks. So I don't know if we could expect the same fireworks today for Mitchell Trubisky. I lean towards the Giants, but I love Allen Robinson. That's where I'm looking to put my money down in this game.
All right, as far as the Jets go, they're out at MetLife Stadium. They're entertaining the 49ers. They're a touchdown underdog. San Fran coming off a loss at home last week to a team that you loved. You loved the Cardinals a week ago, and we're on Kyler Murray in Arizona, and they not only covered, but they also won the game outright. The Jets, I don't think there's a team week one that looked worse than the Jets, right? They looked ill-prepared. The effort was not there.
Oh, but that brilliant offensive mind of Adam Gase, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, just ask Chris Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the troubling aspect, and we've seen it sometimes. You saw it with the Cleveland Browns on Thursday night. Now, I know it was the Cincinnati Bengals that they were going up against, but they gave you a dreadful performance against a Super Bowl contending team last week, the Baltimore Ravens. They bounced back Thursday night. If this Jet team doesn't respond this afternoon, I don't think they're going to win the game, Nick. But if they don't give you a better effort this afternoon, it is an indictment on Adam Gase, that entire coaching staff. And really, I know they don't have a lot of talent. I get it. Their effort last Sunday in Buffalo was putrid.
And I'm going to take it a step further here. When we look at the 49ers' injuries here, the Jets should be able to cover this spread as a touchdown underdog at home. This is a 49ers team. The interior of the offensive line can be exploited. No George Kittle today for the San Francisco 49ers.
Huge.
That's a huge deal. No Deebo Samuel today for the San Francisco 49ers. That's a huge deal. Mohamed Sanu, who was just left on the scrap heap by Bill Belichick and the Patriots, signed this week by the 49ers. He's going to play today for the 49ers in this banged up receiving core. So no excuses for the Jets today. They don't have a lot of talent, and we know that this receiving core is banged up. No Jamison Crowder. How about Adam Gase saying Crowder's been our best offensive player the last two seasons? If there was ever like a self-indictment, that would be it, that Crowder's been their best offensive player here. No Le'Veon Bell. I actually kind of like the Jets a little bit here. Not enough to bet it. Like, I'm not closing my nose and betting on the New York Jets. No way, no how. But I like this under here, sitting at 41.5. How are the Jets going to score with Braxton Berrios, Chris Hogan, and Breshad Perriman as the top weapons
and
in the passing game?
They need a lot more from Sam Darnold.
And Mark, I don't think the Niners are going to be able to score either. And Garoppolo was terrible last week. So I would take the Jets. I lean towards the under, though, in this game. Under 41.5. And the Jets, you're right. Major, major indictment on the Jets if they can't keep this game close today against a banged-up Niners team.
All right, let's head down to Dallas next, Nick. Another 1 o'clock kickoff this afternoon. Cowboys coming off a loss last week against the Los Angeles Rams. We saw that Sunday night affair. Atlanta Falcons, we know that they can score, and we know that Matt Ryan put up a lot of garbage yards last week when they were down big against the Seattle Seahawks. The Cowboys now this afternoon are 4-point favorites at home, welcoming an Atlanta Falcon team. A Falcon team that's an absolute sieve defensively. We know they've got offensive weapons. To me, this is a get-right game for Dallas. I can't trust that Falcons defense. I know Atlanta's going to be able to move the football. You love Julio. You love Ridley. You love what they can do in the backfield as well. Offensive line is healthy this year as compared to a year ago. But if I'm going to lean one way here, I would take the Cowboys, and I would lay the 4, and I think they win this game by a touchdown.
Well, Mark, was that Jason Garrett coaching the Cowboys last Sunday
night? Oh, my God. What is Mike McCarthy not doing kicking the game-tying field goal now?
Not only that, but, like, it's the assumption of rational coaching, right? And I think that's kind of the problem with liking the Cowboys or the over in this game. And we've seen this go way up this week over at Play Sugar House, sitting 53.5, the highest point total of the week here. The problem with betting this game for me, betting on the Cowboys, my preseason NFC Super Bowl pick, taking the over in this game when the Cowboys should be able to score a million points, Mark, is the assumption of rational coaching. Like, if the Cowboys coached rationally, they would throw throw the ball all over the place after what we saw Russell Wilson and the Seahawks do to the Falcons last week. But I think they're going to line up and they're going to run the ball with Zeke on every first down because that's what they do no matter who the coach is. It looked like a Jason Garrett offense last week, not this new Mike McCarthy, Kellen Moore offense. And if you're just waking up on Sunday and haven't seen the injury report from the weekend, bad news for the Cowboys. Tyron Smith, their star left tackle, questionable. He may not play in this game. Anthony Brown, one of their starting cornerbacks in an already bad secondary, he's out for this game. So I can't make a case for the Cowboys. I also don't want to take the Falcons, so nothing on the game spread for me. I don't want to take this total either because I could see Dallas trying to like shorten the game with Ezekiel Elliott, which again is crazy. They could score 40 if they wanted to in this game. The prop bet that I do like, how about Hayden Hurst, Atlanta's tight end, anytime touchdown play, Sugar House, plus 225. No Leighton Vander Esch for the Cowboys. Their stud middle linebacker here should open up the middle of the field for this Falcons offense. Hayden Hurst, plus 225 is what I'm looking at, but you can feel good about Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley. Fire them up in DFS and in season-long fantasy today.
All right, how about Tampa Bay? The Buccaneers back at home following their week one loss and disappointing performance by Tom Brady last week down in New Orleans against the Saints as they entertain a Carolina Panther team. Offensively, listen, I think it's a little bit of an indictment on the Raiders defense. Offensively, that Brady offense looked pretty good. I mean, yeah. Not going to McCaffrey on fourth and short makes little to no sense.
Well,
However,
why would you give it to McCaffrey when you could give it to Alex Arma, the fullback, right?
That made no sense whatsoever, but I'll tell you, the creativity, I didn't expect much from the Carolina Panther offense week one, and they were able to score out. They did score 30 points. Now they're on the road in Tampa. Panthers are a 8.5-point road dog, Nick. If I was going to go one way here, I'd go with Brady and the Buccaneers. Even with a couple of injuries for Tampa Bay, I think Tampa Bay gets right offensively this afternoon. Brady plays a cleaner game. I think Carolina's performance last week, a little bit of an indictment of the Raiders' defense more so than anything else.
I'm glad that we are on the same page here. Tampa Bay is my favorite play of the week in week number two, laying the points against the Carolina Panthers. And Moose, you're absolutely right. Like, the Brady offense was a little disappointing last week, but it overshadowed what was an excellent performance by this Bucs defense. And I know, you see the final score, give up 34 points, and you're like, well, this defense actually didn't play well. But they did. They held down Drew Brees in this passing game. Brady put them in a couple bad situations here. And they are playing a Carolina team that was one of the lowest win totals of the year. This is a bad team. And I think you're 100% right. Like, yeah, it was an indictment of the Raiders more than it was a compliment to what Carolina was able to do last week. Tampa's defense is excellent. Tom Brady is laser focused. I think the Bucs win this game going away. Anything under a touchdown. I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here. And I'll give you a player prop as well over a play, Sugar House. You mentioned Tampa's injuries. Chris Godwin's the biggest one, their number one receiver. I think he's better than Mike Evans.
I agree with you.
Obviously affects fantasy as well here, so we like Evans. But without Godwin, I think that helps one Robert Gronkowski, who kind of was lumbering around like Frankenstein last week. Home debut for the Buccaneers here. Rob Gronkowski, anytime touchdown in this game at Play Sugar House, plus 225. Bucks win big, Bucks cover, fire the cannons. Rob Gronkowski scores a touchdown.
All right, how about Dolphins, Bills? Dolphins 5.5-point home dogs this afternoon. Didn't look great offensively. They still, amazingly enough, have got Fitzpatrick at quarterback. At some point in time, we'll see Tua in there. Buffalo last week against the Jets, sloppy football game from McDermott and company. They could have easily put up 40 plus points, but they are a talented team and a more talented team than Miami. Now, can they clean it up after their week one performance against the Jets? My lean would probably say yes, and I would lay the 5.5. I don't feel comfortable with Fitzpatrick at quarterback taking the Dolphins plus the points at home. I think the Bills are better defensively. I'm going to lean on Josh Allen not fumbling the football. I'm going to lean on the Buffalo Bills to play a cleaner game offensively. And Nick, maybe making some field goals and clean up some of that red zone offense as well. The issues that we saw from the Jets, from the Bills week one against the Jets.
Yeah, I think this is last chance saloon coming up for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, the Tua Tagovailoa watch is officially on. We may see Tua Thursday night against the Jaguars, but it's not going to be soon after that. And the problem, I think, for the Dolphins here, the Patriots kind of laid out the blueprint for how to really like bludgeon this Dolphins defense last week. What we saw them do with Cam Newton. Bills are going to do something similar here with Josh Allen. So I'm with you here. I want to lay the points with Buffalo. I don't feel good about Ryan Fitzpatrick in this game. Feel like he'll turn the ball over a couple times. A couple injuries to note, though, in this game. Two of Buffalo's starting linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds, Matt Milano, ruled out in this game. So the Dolphins do have a matchup advantage, offense on defense. Mike Gesicki, their starting tight end in year three out of Penn State, basically operates as a slot receiver. I think he'll find some success in this game, so he may be worth looking at. Daily fantasy player props over at Play Sugar House. But as far as this game is concerned, I think the Bills win by double digits here. I don't love it if it gets to six. Six a key number, obviously, here, along along with 7, along with 3. But laying anything under 6, give me the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen and company, to beat the Miami Dolphins and cover on the road.
And right now that number at Play Sugar House is 5.5, so it is under that key number of 6. So take the Bills, lay the 5.5. All right, let's go to Pittsburgh next. The Steelers, 6.5-point home favorites against the Denver Broncos. And it took about a half for Roethlisberger to knock off that rust last Monday night in the first game of the double dip against the Giants. Once he did, he looked really, really good. They were able to run it as well with Benny Snell. Juju Smith-Schuster looked like the number one wide receiver the Steelers hoped that he is going to be. We know how good that defense can be for the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. A Bronco team that comes off the loss at home against the Titans, second game of that doubleheader Monday night. I just don't think that I think this Pittsburgh defense obviously plays. I think they're going to be able to get after the quarterback. I think Roethlisberger and that offense is going to get better and better. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are the third best team in the AFC. When you look at this matchup, though, against the Broncos, I'd probably lay the 6.5. I know it's a big number. It's over that 6-point margin, which is a key number, but I feel more comfortable laying the 6.5 with the Steelers than I do taking the 6.5 with the Broncos.
Yeah, for people that are wondering, you know, this spread sat at 7.5 for most of the week here. It has now dipped below one of the other key numbers, the biggest key number, which is 7 here. Why did that happen? The Steelers have got some major injuries, Moose, on this offensive line.
They do.
I got to tell you about Stefan Wisniewski going to miss this game. David DeCastro going to miss this game. Zach Banner has a torn ACL here, and I think that's the reason why we're seeing this number come down. I think it's less like a pro-Broncos move that we're seeing with this number and more of an anti-Steelers play with this number. And look, Roethlisberger, excellent on Monday night. I agree with you. I'm bullish on the Steelers this year, but Ben, never exactly mobile to begin with here. He may be a sitting duck here for this Broncos pass rush that can be potent even without Von Miller. I lean the under in this game. I'm not interested in laying it with the Steelers, even at 6.5, even below 7. I don't want to take the points with Denver because I could see this being a really poor showing for this Broncos offense. Fantasy owners need to note, though, Cortland Sutton, who missed week one's game, the Monday night loss to Tennessee, he may suit up in this game. Practice in a limited fashion this week. He's Denver's number one receiver. Getting him back in theory would help. This Pittsburgh Steelers defense is too good, though. So I like the Denver defense against the Steelers offensive line. I like the Steelers defense against Drew Lock and the Broncos. That leads me towards the under. Give me the under 40.5, Denver and Pittsburgh. And if I had to play one of the Pittsburgh running backs, give me James Conner over Benny Snell. Conner, more equity in the passing game.
Now, how do the Lions respond, which is going to be fascinating? I'm not a huge Matt Patricia fan in Detroit because how exactly has he done up until this point in time? Not particularly well, Nick. They go on the road, Lambeau Field, Green Bay. The Packers look very healthy offensively. That Viking defense and that Viking secondary, which we touched upon last week right here between 8:30 and 9 on You Better You Bet on the Fan, Nick. Defensive secondary all changed out, and they were putrid a week ago, and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were able to take advantage of it. They're back home. They're laying 6. Detroit, after that collapse last week at home against the Chicago Bears, health and availability a key today, this afternoon, for that Lions secondary.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you all about it in a second, but want to take a minute right now to tell you about tell all the listeners about our friends at the Sugar House Online Sportsbook, only available in the great, wonderful state of New Jersey. A must-use if you're in New Jersey. By far, my favorite online sportsbook, and trust me, over the last 2 decades, I've used a lot. They've got great lines. The promotions are absolutely unbelievable. Quick payouts, that's important, right? You win, you want to get your money. Pay Sugar House will get you your money. They're incredibly trustworthy. They're secure. They are absolutely awesome. The best lines you will get anywhere else. They are trustworthy. There is no nonsense. And you get your money, which is really the point of the whole shebang. If you're in New Jersey, visit PlaySugarHouse.com right now to make your bets. Got to be 21 or older. Playable in Jersey only. If you've got a gambling problem, again, that's not good. If that's the case, we want you to call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mark, as for the Lions and the Green Bay Packers here, it's all about the injuries, really, for both teams here. This Lions secondary is all sorts of banged up. They are going to get Jeffrey Okuda back, the third overall pick out of Ohio State, cornerback. He will play in this game after he missed last week, but Desmond Trufant not going to play in this game. Justin Coleman on injured reserve. They are literally signing cornerbacks off the street, and oh, by the way, their number one receiver who unlocks this offense, Kenny Golladay, going to be out again for the Lions with a hamstring injury. On the other side for the Packers, though, they're without Kenny Clark, who's their best defensive lineman here, so what I think we might see, this total is skyrocketed up into the high 40s, maybe like 50 50 points here, depending on where you're looking over at Play Sugar House right now. I think the Lions could try a little ball control here. So I'm not really interested in playing the full total in this game here. And I also don't want to play the Packers in this game here, just because I think they're slightly fraudulent. And I think we'll see a better effort from the Lions. If I had to do anything with this game, I would look at Green Bay's team total over, which is 26.5. I don't really feel confident one way or another with this game, given all the injuries. This is a watch for me. Let's see what happens, and then we assess these teams moving forward. No play for me, Lions and Packers.
Yeah, and the number for the over-under right now sitting at 50 between the Lions and the Packers at PlaySugarHouse.com. All right, Titans and Jaguars down in Tennessee. Jags coming off the upset victory over Rivers and the Colts last week at home down in Jacksonville. Titans got a ho-hum victory Denver Monday night, second game there. They're 7.5-point favorites in this one are the Tennessee Titans, and I can't trust Gardner Minshew and Jacksonville on the road in Tennessee. The Titans are better defensively. Henry will be able to run it. Hate's a little strong. I don't love Ryan Tannehill, and I didn't love the contract that the Titans gave Tannehill during the offseason, but A.J. Brown being out offensively for the Tennessee Titans is a huge deal for what they want to do, and he is being a guy that's got great chemistry with Ryan Tannehill. Even with that injury, I cannot take the Jaguars plus the points on the road in Tennessee.
I think that you're right on this one. Like, there's no way I'm taking the Jacksonville Jaguars here, but I don't really have a ton of interest in laying 7.5 points with the Tennessee Titans either. Now, I love Tennessee to win the game. I think this is going to be a monster effort from Derrick Henry, who has killed the Jaguars over the past couple years, over 200 yards rushing in the two games that they played last year. Look, you're right about Jacksonville. A bit of a fraudulent win last week against the Colts, who didn't punt, went 2-for-5 in the red zone. I think that's why they lost the game. Minshew was sacked 4 times last week. I think that the Titans' defense with Jadeveon Clowney and company can get after Gardner Minshew a little bit here. And I think it's a good thing that Ryan Tannehill's not going to throw the ball 40 times like he did Monday night against the Broncos. Keep it more efficient, even without A.J. Brown. So here's what I'm going to do with this game. I like Derrick Henry's over-under rushing yards prop, which is high, 118.5 at Play Sugar House. I'll take that, and I'll have the Titans as one leg of a two-team teaser. We'll talk about the other team coming up here, but I'm going to tease the Titans down from 7.5 through the key numbers of 7-3 to 1.5, and I feel really, really good about that teaser leg here. Titans minus 1.5, and we'll give the other teaser leg coming up.
All right, Rams and Eagles. This Eagle team all banged up. Carson Wentz taking sacks left and right last week down on the road in Washington against that football team. He got sacked 8 times in the game. The offensive line has been banged up. They'll get a little healthier this afternoon with the return of Lane Johnson. But the Rams come West Coast, East Coast, take the Eagles on 1 o'clock kickoff, and the Rams right now are a 1.5-point road dog. The problem I have is I can't trust Philadelphia after what I witnessed last week on the road in Washington.
Well, and this is a nice little bit of synergy here. I don't know if I mentioned this to you beforehand, like if I texted this to you or not, but great job either way. The Rams are the second part of this teaser leg for me, along with the Tennessee Titans. So I'm going to tease the Rams up from 1.5 plus 1.5 through the key numbers of 3 and 7. So my two-team teaser will be Titans minus 1.5, Rams plus 7.5. I actually think the Rams are going to win this game. And I have a separate bet on the Rams from earlier in the week at plus 1.5 from Tuesday. And you're right, Lane Johnson back is going to help this Eagles offense. Line. Miles Sanders being back is going to help this Eagles run game, but man, how are the Eagles going to protect Carson Wentz from Aaron Donald? Like, I've just got a feeling that they may have to bring the spatula out to peel Carson Wentz off the turf when Aaron Donald is done with him in this game today. This was a really concerning game last week for the Eagles. I don't mean to be hyperbolic. I don't mean to be dramatic. But this felt like, wow, this team season could be over almost before it even starts with the Eagles. That's how bad it was last week. 8 sacks against the Washington football team. So less of a strong play on the Rams than a play against the Eagles here. And Jared Goff did look pretty good last week. No touchdown passes, but threw the ball pretty well last week. Liked what I saw from Malcolm Brown in the run game. Looked better than the second round pick out of Florida State, Cam Akers. So give me the LA Rams here as the second part of this teaser, up to plus 7.5, along with the Titans laying 1.5 against Jacksonville.
Yeah, Vikings and Colts out in Indianapolis. Indianapolis a 3-point home favorite this afternoon against Minnesota. After what I saw last week defensively from the Vikings, I can't take Minnesota plus the points on the road. Indianapolis, the question there is, do you trust Rivers? They also suffered a key injury with Marlon Mack being done for the year. A second-year player to keep an eye on is wideout Paris Campbell, who had a really good week one, even in a loss down in Jacksonville, a guy that was banged up coming out of Ohio State during his rookie year a year ago. I'm going to take the Colts. I'm going to lay the 3. I liked them coming into the season. If I liked them coming into the year, I think they bounce back this afternoon against the Minnesota Vikings, and I would lay the three with Indy.
I'm sure there are a lot of listeners right now, Mark, great FAN listeners here in New York that are pissed at Phillip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts because they probably laid it with the Colts last week or teased them or moneyline parlayed or played the Colts in a survivor pool, and of course the Colts lose outright to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But here's what I want to say to those people, and it may be you, the person listening to this right now. Don't be scared this week. The Minnesota Vikings are awful. Said it last week with you guys here. That was my strongest over-under win total play, under 9 for the Vikings. This secondary is absolutely brutal. Indianapolis' offensive line healthier than it was a week ago. They are going to dominate the line of scrimmage here. Yannick Ngakoue was Minnesota's acquisition trade-wise from Jacksonville. Played half the game last week. Probably not going to play a full game this week. Danielle Hunter is on injured reserve for the Minnesota Vikings. That's bad. I'm going to lay the 3 with the Colts and feel really, really, really good about it here. You mentioned Paris Campbell. Over under receptions in this game to play Sugar House 4.5 with Michael Pittman and Zach Pascal banged up in this receiving core. Love the Paris Campbell over 4.5. And T.Y. Hilton took responsibility last week for the loss. A couple costly drops from T.Y. Hilton. 67.5 is his over under receiving yards at play Sugar House. I think this is a 100 yard game for T.Y. Hilton. Easy. And I like the Colts to beat the Vikings by double digits. One of my favorite bets of week number 2.
All right, let's head to the 4 o'clock action here quickly. Washington on the road in Arizona. The Cardinals are a 7-point home favorite. The key to this game to me is this. Can Kyler Murray's speed and his ability to elude the pass rush be able to deal with that defensive line for Washington? Because we know they can go out there and get it as they did last week against Philadelphia. And if I'd have to go one way here, I give Washington credit for what they did last week. I think that was more of a knock on Philly than it was about where this Washington team is. I'd probably take Arizona and lay the 7.
Yeah, give you a quick one here. I don't have a strong feeling on this game. If for some reason it comes off the 7 to Arizona 6.5, I'd consider playing the Cardinals there. I just think they're the better team. And Washington's defense, the front 7, great last week, but kind of, you know, covered up what was a poor offensive effort despite the 27 points from Dwayne Haskins and Washington. I kind of lean the over as well, 46.5. I think they can get to 47 points in this game. No play here for me, though, spread or total. I do like Christian Kirk. 0 catches last week, but had a ton of targets. I think his receiving yards prop over at play Sugar House, 44.5. I do like that, but otherwise nothing for me on Arizona and Washington.
All right, Baltimore and Houston, Texans home, 7.5-point home dogs. Are you tempted, Nick, to take Watson in the points here?
Tempted, yes, but I mean, this is a bet you make if you bet Houston, where you are praying that the back door is going to be open at the end of the game, and I don't like making bets like that. When these two teams played last year, Ravens beat them 41-7. I don't want to overthink this game here. I like the over. I think the Ravens are basically going to score at will against a bad Houston defense. Kansas City played as vanilla and conservative for them, as you will see the Chiefs play and still put a number up on this Texans defense last week. Ravens score at will. Watson in catch-up mode, over 49.5, and Marquise Hollywood Brown, my favorite prop of the week, over 49.5 receiving yards. I think he goes over 100 and scores a touchdown. That is way underpriced for me at Play Sugar House. Hollywood Brown, over 49.5.
All right, Chiefs and Chargers, can LA's defense keep it close against Kansas City at home?
Yeah, I think they can. I think they can keep it close early, at least. I would look at Chargers first half plus 4.5. Ultimately, over the course of a 60-minute game, though, how are they going to hang with Kansas City here? Only scored 16 points last week against the Bengals defense that just made Baker Mayfield and the Browns look like the 2007 Patriots. I like Kansas City better in a teaser leg than I do laying the points here, but if I had to do anything, I'd take Kansas City. Travis Kelce over receiving yards. No Derwin James, no Drew Tranquil for the Chargers. Kelce's receiving prop at play Sugar House, 65.5.
I think we're going to disagree on the Sunday night game. I like the Seahawks tonight laying the 4 at home against the New England Patriots. What says you, Nick?
Yeah, give me the Patriots here. You know, Seattle's not going to be able to do what it did last week against this Patriots secondary, Stephon Gilmore and company. And I like what I saw from New England with Cam Newton running the football here. I like the Patriots a lot. Mark, one of my favorite bets of the week. Cam and the Patriots keep this game close at Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Give me the Patriots at anything over 3, plus 4, plus 3.5 at Play Sugar House.
Yeah, we're going to disagree. I love the Seahawks tonight. I think that New England team is going to get a little bit. I think that Seahawks team is better offensively, better defensively. How about the Monday night game quickly here, Nick? Saints and Raiders. Raiders home, beautiful new stadium. They're 5.5-point home dogs.
Yeah, I don't care that Michael Thomas isn't playing for the Saints. Saints are going to score at will. Raiders are bad. Don't fall for what you saw last week. The Panthers are terrible. I still like the Saints, even without Michael Thomas, laying the 5.5 tomorrow night in Vegas.
All right, Nick, your best bet of the day.
I like the Colts -3, Bucks -8.5, Patriots +4, and that Rams-Titan teaser. Give me one. I'll take Tampa laying the 8.5.
Yeah, you know what? My best play of the day, I agree with you, certainly, you know, my best play of the day would probably be the Colts laying the points at home against the Minnesota Vikings. The problem I have there, Nick, is Rivers, right? Can you trust Philip Rivers to play a clean
football
game?
Just hand the ball off to Jonathan Taylor.
That's what I want to see from Rivers.
And you win by 14 points. They had 500 yards of total offense, didn't punt last week. They got unlucky last week. I'm going back to the well with the Colts this week, and I feel pretty good about it, even though I'm not a fan of old man Rivers.
Make sure to check out Nick's show, You Better You Bet Radio. 4 to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. Correct, Nick?
Yeah, and we're on from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern on the radio.com app. And a reminder, if you're in New Jersey, go place those bets at playsugarhouse.com. I am wishing you, Mark Melusis, and the great listeners of WFAN, minimal sweats, winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.